With 21 albums, 3 Grammy Awards, and 15 films to his credit, Harry Connick Jr. is a tireless artist. To produce this much artistry takes a lot of practice, however. Harry's training started when he was very young.
I think I was maybe 6 before I started getting some basic lessons, and by the time I was 8, 9 years old, I was full into it. I mean, I was doing recordings, and I remember I played with the symphony when I was about 9, and that's really kind of all I did. I mean, I didn't play any sports. I wasn't the best student. It was just music all the time.
What better place to absorb the various styles of music than in New Orleans, Louisiana, Connick's hometown? Harry's recent album, Oh My Nola, is dedicated to the music of New Orleans. Nola, N-O-L-A, is an abbreviation of New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's kind of a nickname that we call New Orleans sometimes. When I talk about New Orleans, I think about all of the rich culture there and the heritage there with music and food and art. And it's just a place I'm very proud to be from.
It was his love of New Orleans that prompted Harry to help those that were struck by one of nature's most ferocious storms.
Well, I remember right after Hurricane Katrina, Branford Marsalis, who's a dear friend for many years, we were driving to Houston to go see the evacuees who were at the Astrodome. So we came up with an idea of the Musician's Village. And what we decided to do was build a bunch of houses to try to entice musicians who had been displaced to come back. We made it open to everybody, but with a special focus on musicians to come back so that they could start rebuilding their lives in New Orleans.
Harry has a minor role in the newly released movie, P.S. I Love You. If he had to choose between acting and music, he would stay with what is most familiar.
Well, I think things revolving around music are probably my favorite things to do, only because I've done them for so long. And, you know, it's like the longer you do something, the more familiar you become with it, and the more challenging it becomes at the same time. So, music has been a part of my life since I was a small kid, whereas I didn't really start acting until I was about maybe 19 or 20.
Whether it's performing jazz tunes or crooning to the big band sounds enjoyed by older audiences, Harry Connick Jr. is universally celebrated as a man of abundant talent and a humanitarian spirit.
Swing, man!
I'm Larry London, VOA News.
The gun was on my head.